Good morning, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. We're dialed in here, live and direct and in living color. This is The Experience. That is the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. Always, and I do mean always, a pleasure to have an opportunity to be out here with you live from Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in H-Town. Hey, listen, I'm waving. You can't see. Oh, wait a minute. Don't be doing this if you're driving down the road. Just be safe out there. Listen, I'm waving because I'm streaming live out on Facebook, currently live on Facebook. Hop on out to Facebook. You got to go over to the Unleashed Radio Hour page, Unleashed Radio Hour. Click on a search. Click like. And I'm there. Shazam. Here we are. Hey, and you can quote me on that. Shazam. Oh, wait a minute. Quote me. Hey, we're going to talk about how that plays into today's discussion and conversation today. But listen, here it comes. I got to do this early on. If you missed any of our past shows, well, guess what? We've missed you, too. You can go out. Hey, easy thing to do. Go out to the Facebook page. We're starting to stream live every show. Post those live broadcasts that you could go watch again or out on the Facebook page. You can also go to everything Unleashed Radio Hour at unleashedradiohour.com to follow along, to stay connected, to connect to me. Hey, the podcasts are listed, so you can go back to those past shows that you missed. Hey, they're awesome. Maybe I'm biased in that opinion. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
See, I had to make sure Miss Nikki was dialed in today. She's running our boards here. Listen, we're going to rock. We're going to roll today here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. Today's topic of discussion, it's the quote show. You're like, what is that all about? Hey, I'll tell you more when we come back after this break. We got to go take care of some bills. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Who are these Democrats?
Get ready, Houston. Mark this date down in your calendar. Tuesday, August 23rd. It's an evening with Dinesh D'Souza at Houston Baptist University. Dinesh D'Souza has been named one of America's most influential conservative thinkers by the New York Times Magazine. The World Affairs Council lists him as one of the nation's 500 leading authorities on international issues. And Newsweek cited him as one of the country's most prominent Asian Americans. A former policy analyst in the Reagan White House, D'Souza exposes the secret history of the Democrats and the true motivations of Hillary Clinton.
It all began when the Obama administration tried to shut me up.
Dinesh D'Souza will talk about it at HBU, Tuesday, August 23rd. The doors open at 6 p.m. Join us backstage for food and refreshments with VIP tickets available for $75 online. General admission is $25.
Go to Business1110KTEK.com. Get your tickets now and join us for an evening with Dinesh D'Souza with Business1110KTEK.
This is Business 1110.
Oh, we getting down here in the studio. I was doing a little lip sync for people out there on Facebook, and it was ugly. Hey, you're dialed in. You're listening. This is Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. And once again, this is The Experience, known as the Unleashed Radio Hour. Always excited to be back in studio here every Thursday, coming to you live and direct from Houston, Texas. Hey, a couple little quick changes here, little programmatic change. Nothing big. I ain't gonna back the dump truck and change up on you and dump it on you. But listen, brand new text line. I gave up on the other one. They never fixed the problem that I was having technically, and so I said, you know what, ain't nobody got time for that. So what I went and did, I created a new text line. So hey, go ahead and put this in there. New text line, 281-892-1972. That text line here, that Motivational Transitions text line, 281-892-1972. I put that out there because I'd love to have you engaged into today's discussion. That comes up here live in studio. Always want to be a part of engaging my audience. And I hope that's going to be a part of what we're going to talk about today. But real quick, listen, I want you to go out, stay connected. Again, I keep pushing the Facebook page, broadcasting live right now on Facebook. All you got to do is pull up Facebook, streaming live, straight here in studio. You can see my ugly mug. Thank God I got a face for radio. That's another quote that's quotable. Yeah, I know it's bad. Nikki's shaking it like, man, you're just bad today. So listen, I've brought up this theme of quotes, and if you're a friend of the show, if you follow the show, you already saw the promo that went out this morning about this is the quote show. Now, no, I'm not going to talk about how to get a quote for your business. Today's a little bit different of a step. This is a dog days of summer. We all tired. Everyone, especially the kids, are depressed because it's back to school. Yes, I did say it. Oh, by the way, there's back to school tips out on the podcast that you can go and listen to make sure that you launch to a successful academic year. And all those teachers and all those administrators, thank you for all that you do. You're out there getting ready to fire up this new school year. And I know those kids are excited. Not really. They're ready to rock and roll and get back. So we're taking a bit of a different approach. You know, when it gets hot, people get cranky. All right. When it gets hot, people, hey, they just may not be themselves all the time. So what I thought I would do today, and look, this is, we just came off a hump day. And listen, I don't know about you, but for me, sometimes, listen, the power of a timely quote can help do many things for people. It can help reground you. That gets you back on your track. It can inspire you. It can make you laugh. Oh, it just make you go, make you think and make you say, And you pause for a moment. So today what we're going to do, and the way I want to engage you early, is with my first quote of the day. First quote of the day is one you've heard on this show before. First quote of the day is by Dr. Stephen Covey, the late Dr. Stephen Covey, begin with the end in mind. So I'm going to begin this show with the end of the show in mind because I want a roadmap. I want to be able to put a plan, and this is one of my favorite quotes, by the way. I want to put a roadmap out there to engage you, our audience, whether we're streaming live on Facebook. Call in. Look, you want to call in, you got a quote, and it has significance to you. You want to use it to inspire others. You can call in at 713-785-1817. That telephone number again is 713-785-1817. You can also text. You can text from your phone if you got a quote. Don't do this while you're driving. Be safe out there. Make a smart decision. Speaking of quotes, what? Don't text and drive. Save it for later. I forget what
the Pokemon and drive.
Yeah. No. Hey, that was in my hometown out in Seabrook. They put that up. Was a sign. Pokemon Go and drive don't go together. All right. So listen. Hey, you can text in 281-892-1972. Again, that Motivational Transitions text line, 281-892-1972, and you'll get in here. I want to hear your quotes. You can also share them out on Facebook. Please jump out on Facebook. Feel free to share. But what you have to do is go over to Unleashed Radio Hour. You can message me there. I want you engaged if you're listening to this. If you're listening to this as a podcast, please send me quotes. I love collecting and gathering quotes. It's huge. It's something that's important for me. I'm setting the stage to begin with the end in mind. I'd love to share some of your quotes on the air by the time we get to the end of the show. Hence, the begin with the end in mind. You know, that's one that I really think is critical in anything that we start out that we do. And it goes to another quote that I kind of came up with is, you make the plan so that you can work the plan, because when you don't have a plan, you get what you plan for. And yes, that's one I came up with because, look, and I'm not saying we have to plan every stage of our lives, but be it your business, be it your career, be it the start of the academic year that is about to begin, it truly does help to have a plan. And the analogy that I like to use in this situation when it comes to planning, begin with the end in mind, create your plan so that you can work your plan, however you want to articulate that is, look, how many of y'all out there it's summertime, we're holding on to the dog days of summer before school starts back, and for those of us that have kids, chaos returns to our households, your schedule ramps up exponentially, so you're holding on to these summer days. How many of you have taken a family vacation? You've gone out, you've decided, hey, we're going to go to Disney, we're going to take this, oh, we're going to do the road circuit. Listen, how much energy did you put into your vacation plan? And the reason why I say that is, and it goes back to the first quote, begin with the end in mind. It is a limited amount of time that you have for that vacation. Be it about experiences, creating memories, things that you want to see, things that you want to do, fun that you want to have, the break or the pause button that you want to put on the hustle and bustle. Although most people come back from a family vacation and need a vacation from the vacation. But my point that I'm trying to get to you is a classic example that I use when I'm out training, I'm out doing whatever I need to do, whether it's a staff retreat or a development opportunity for your people. You know, we talk about this, and so many times, so many people invest a significant amount of time, energy, and resources into planning that family vacation. So one of the things I think is critical when we start talking about begin with the end in mind, hey, just pick a start to stop point. Hey, the first of this month or the end of this month, what do I want to accomplish or achieve? Hey, this week, this day, it's a powerful quote, and then work the plan. What really matters most? I don't know about y'all, but listen, when it comes to having to do things, we are at a stage, here's another quote where I truly believe in, that society has put us in a position where we are having to do all, be all for all. And I mean, my golly gee whiz. Look, Nikki's like, man, you just dropping it like it's hot today. Oh, wait a minute, it's going to be a little hot today. We may have a chance for some rain, but you'll get the weather report later. My point with this is, golly gee whiz, if we put an ounce of planning into what we do, what would the outcomes be? If we put a little bit of an investment of that time into planning our activities, into planning our day, and I'm not saying overplan. Please don't take it there. But begin with the end in mind. At the end of the day, what do I want to say I accomplished or achieved? Oh, because guess what? There's this thing. It's a four-letter word. No, it's not a superlative. It's called life. And it happens whether you want to drive the bus or not. It's going to come your way. Things are going to pop up. But look, your plan helps you kind of stay on your path. It's no different than an agenda in a meeting. Oh, by golly gee whiz. How many of you out there in listener land love attending meetings? I mean, seriously, you're like, ooh, we got another meeting on the calendar today. Woohoo, let's go to that meeting. No, why? Because 9 times out of 10, most of those meetings are poorly executed. What do I mean by that? All right, we're going to get together and we're going to talk about these things. And then the loudest voice in the meeting takes over, or whoever's in that positional authority may jump in. Or if it's effectively leading and everyone participates. But guess what happens 9 times out of 10 with those meetings? Now, that is not statistically nor research-based number. But a lot of times, how many of you have ever participated in a business meeting where it's the meeting after the meeting to process what really went down? See, my point is again, I come back to the planning piece. So this first segment are quotes that have to deal with just create that plan. Begin with the end in mind. It's Covey's second habit in his 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And you could go out and read it. There's a ton of great opportunities. You know, when you start looking at, you know, just that planning part, you know, what are the things that you can do to put things positively in motion that will allow you to achieve the results you desire? And that's a part of what the Unleashed Radio Hour here is all about. It's about just getting yourself going in the right direction. It's about driving outcomes. It's about unleashing your career and your business. Begin with the end in mind. Make a plan. Follow through the action steps to make it happen. Hello, is that difficult to accomplish? It is if you don't do it. And I guess that's the point I'm trying to get to with the today's quote show. Is the first quote, begin with the end in mind. The other quote that I dropped on you was, you make the plan so that you can work the plan. Because when you don't have a plan, you get what you plan for, which is not a zilch, nero, nine. You don't get nothing. No gold medals, no cookies for you. No cookies, no soup for you. However you want to do it. Look, I'm bringing up quotes from other shows. All right? So we can sit here and have fun with this today. And the way we're going to do that is your participation, your engagement. Call in 713-785-1817. You can call toll-free if you're listening to this streaming online, 877-881-0271. Again, that number here, 877-881-0271. And again, you can text in studio. I've got the text line back up and running. Different number. Had to do it. 281-892-1972. Again, that text line, that Motivational Transitions text line, 281-892-1972. If you've got a quote you'd like to share, or if you're following along streaming live on Facebook, you can share it there as well, too. Now, look, we've either got quotes. We all have quotes that inspire us, that motivate us, that move us to do certain things. You know, I've already given one that I really govern a lot of what I do and how I do in my life with begin with the end in mind. You know, another one that is directly tied to a gift that I keep to give, that I am able to keep giving, which is I am able to control only that which I am aware of. That which I am unaware of controls me. Awareness empowers me. You see, Nikki in studio just gave me some awareness that I got 2 minutes to break. So now I need to figure out what am I going to do in these 2 minutes to successfully get a message across and take us to break. Point being is that awareness is a powerful tool. And I've talked about it before. You can go out. But the reason I said I get to give a gift, and it is the gift of awareness through a tool that I use in my business called Insights Discovery. You can go out to motivationaltransitions.com, click on the Insights Discovery icon, and it will take you to a short video that explains what goes on. But the essence and the presence of insights is, how do we promote our own effectiveness? How do we promote the effectiveness of an organization? And it's all rooted in awareness. Again, I'm able to control only that which I am aware of. That which I am unaware of controls me. Awareness empowers me. Here's my example, and I use this as well. How many of you have ever been out there and someone said, hey, did you know that you just did? No, I didn't do that. No, yeah, no, you did. Whatever that action, whatever that behavior was, you know, you roll your eyes when someone gives you the number one finger because it's got a minute to a break. Did you know that I did that? No, I didn't know that you rolled. Yeah, you did. No, I don't. And then all of a sudden, you take a moment and that feedback that was given to you, you hit the pause button and you reflect. You're like, oh, snap, I actually do that. Now, that's where that awareness can drive your ability to be effective. That's where your awareness can drive your ability to give a clear message. I don't like the word other than using this as an example. I don't use it when I speak. At least I try not to, because I was very well aware my freshman year in college, an instructor, nonstop, we counted them. We didn't learn anything. It was a distracting message. So I'm aware that it's a distracting message and I won't use it. I'm also aware, that there's some music in my ear, which means it's time for us to run to a break. So we'll be right back here on the Unleashed Radio Hour right after these messages.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.
This is Business 1110.
One opportunity.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for taking the opportunity to be a part of the Unleashed Radio Hour here today. It is Thursday. It's in Houston. And it's hot. It is hot. So look, we're trying to drop it like it's hot here. See, that, there's a quote. We're trying to engage you, our audience, in today's discussion. And it's quotable quotes, things that, you know, this is a quote show, things to inspire, to motivate you, to motivate you, to ground you, to give you purpose, to give you some pep in your step, to inspire you to achieve great things. You know, one of the quotes that I love is, hey, what would you attempt to do if you knew you couldn't fail? I failed on the quote. What would you attempt to do if you knew you could not fail? Now, see, that's a quote that's used all the time, but it's a challenge quote to make you think about what is it that you can accomplish and achieve. What would you attempt to do if you knew you could not fail? I'm doing it. Well, wait a minute. Hey, let's see if you know who that quote was from. I just gave a quote right there with my little voice that I gave that just came out of nowhere. A blast from the past. See, look. I'm laughing. I'm trying to have fun with you. Feel free to dial in and connect here. Hey, real quick, you can do that very easily. If you're out on Facebook, all you have to do out on Facebook is get out to Unleashed Radio Hour, contact, connect, put it with us. Hey, look, text in. Text 281-892-1972. Just text in a quote or a comment. Is there a quote that inspires you, a quote that grounds you, that keeps you moving? We all have them. I know we do. Nikki, I know you've been looking at some. What's a quote that you use that you like that keeps you moving in a forward direction?
There's a couple. I like this one. Worry less and do more.
Worry less and do more. So how many people out there wasting time worrying? Now, I'm going to admit, I'm at times a worrywart. I do. I think about things in the future. I put them out. But look, Hey, the best way to get that worry away is to do something today. Oh, wait a minute. I was live. Did you like that? See, we're trying to have some fun with you. I want you to participate. The listener out on Facebook, text 281-892-1972 here in studio. Hey, or call in 713-785-1817. We'll keep putting the quotes out there, but boy, howdy, I'd love to know which ones make a difference in your world, because that's what this is about. I don't have all the answers, but I do know at times when we struggle, I do know at times where we may need direction. Some of you may go to a spiritual or a religious source in whatever book, Bible you choose to follow for inspiration. You know, one of the quotes that I use in a lot of the training that I do is from Proverbs, and it's, "Without vision, people perish." I mean, think about that. You got to have a vision. And my vision analogy that I love to use, how many of you out there remember the movie with Tom Hanks, Castaway? The first thing that everybody remembers from that movie is Wilson, right?
The ball
that he puts his blood handprint on that makes a face that becomes his colleague and partner for being cast away and stranded on a deserted island. Now, why do I bring that up with Proverbs and without vision, people perish as a quote, as a reference point? He had two visions that kept him alive on that island stranded by himself. One, and news alert, spoiler alert, if you have not seen the movie, please turn your audio down. One was his spouse. He had a locket and a pitcher that he kept. I'm going to get home to my family. I'm going to get home to my wife. I'm going to get home to my loved ones. That was the vision of him arriving and coming home. The second vision, because in the movie, he worked for a delivery company. And that delivery company, FedEx, which they're not sponsoring the show, but I'll give them some props, they wanted to make sure that they delivered the product. Well, there was some, when he got stranded, that had washed up because he was on a plane that went down, that washed up on the coast. One particular package he refused to open, to salvage whatever he could. I will deliver this package. And it's a package that had some angel wings on it. And that became a very powerful mission that my personal life and my work life, there's some resonance, but the vision is, get home to my family and continue to do my job. Vision, folks. See, without vision, people perish. He survived. There's a quote. It can ground us. If you've got some quotes that help you, that inspire you, that motivate you, that move you to move mountains, then we want to hear about them. I want to know. I want to share. Don't be stingy. Share with us. Text the line 281-892-1917 for all y'all that don't want to call. And yes, I said all y'all. 281-892-1917. You can call in 713-785-1817 or just hop out on Facebook and send me a message through the radio show page at Unleashed Radio Hour. Hey, you hear the music? It's time for us to boot Scoot Boogie to a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
The U.S. stock market's on the brink of collapse. World currencies will soon freeze and devalue, and gold will hit $10,000 per ounce. So says New York Times best-selling author and economist Jim Rickards in his latest book, The New Case for Gold. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the managing director at Advantage Gold. Advantage Gold is on a mission to warn everyone about the massive risks facing all investors right now. And that is why Advantage Gold is giving away Jim Rickards' latest best-selling book absolutely free. Call 800-900-8000 right now to get your free copy. That's 800-900-8000. In this book, Jim explains how loose credit has created massive asset bubbles, why central banks are no longer able to prop up economies by taking on more debt, and why demand for gold will soon spike worldwide, driving the gold price to as high as $10,000. If you care about your financial future, please call now. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. My name is Adam Baratta. We are Advantage Gold, and your future is safe in our hands. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold has the highest ratings according to TrustLink, with a 100% five-star rating.
This is Business 1110.
All right, we back. We're rolling here On the Unleashed Radio Hour, I'm your host, Ron Klinger. This is a production of Motivational Transitions. You can always learn more at motivationaltransitions.com. Follow along with the show at unleashedradiohour.com. And absolutely, positively, hop on out. Hop on out to Facebook. That's where I'm choosing to connect with you. Streaming live today on the internet. Streaming live on Facebook under Unleashed Radio Hour on the Facebook page. So listen, today is the quote show, and I've been dropping some quotes. First one was Begin with the End in Mind by Dr. Stephen Covey. I threw in one that I've kind of modified over time is you make the plan so that you can work the plan, because when you don't have a plan, you get what you plan for. You know, that was another one that was out there. You know, we gave one, worry less, do more, stress less, do more. I think I butchered it slightly, but get the gist of it, right? So, you know, and then, hey, without vision, people perish, and that's from Proverbs. You know, looking at some different quotes here, and I think, well, Ryan, why are you doing this? Why are you putting this on the airwaves today? I've just, ladies and gentlemen, let me be blunt. Well, there's so much gloom and doom of what's going on out there, and you know what? It just gets a little tiresome. Look. Can I be honest? I cannot wait. Well, we'll see what the outcome is. I cannot stand presidential years. We're so entrenched. And my humble opinion is, and it's my humble opinion is, we got it. You know what? I'm not even going to touch that one. I'm going to leave it alone. Right? Why? Because that's part of my gloom and doom, and I'm trying to escape, but it just brought me down in that. Also, you know, one of the things I want you to understand, why do I do this show? This show is about helping you, the listener, the business owner, the individual, help you to unleash your career in business. This is an opportunity for to share information, tools, and resources on the airwaves that helps you do just that. These quotes are trying to pick you up today. These quotes are trying to give you a positive pep in your step. And one of the things that I want you to understand is, look, if you're feeling down, you're feeling low, how low can you go? Look, see, we can quotes from songs, quotes from movies. I mean, we could just keep going and going. But look, made a laugh, right? Sometimes we have to have laughter. Sometimes it's more serious. Sometimes it has to make us think or reflect upon the actions that we need to take. And sometimes we just need to be grounded. You know, and one of the things that I believe in strongly, you know, is servant leadership. I've got a servant heart. And one of the things that what that means is, for me, it's not always necessarily about me. It's what can I do to help them to be of service to others? And the one thing that I do know, psychologically, when we're down, when we're low, is helping others makes a difference for us. And here's a quote. In helping others, we shall help ourselves. For whatever good we give out completes the circle and comes back to us. That was by Flora Edwards. And I've got this great, wonderful book, Positive Quotations. And ironically enough, and I hope some of these ladies are listening in, this is from my all-ladies class, What If Women Ruled the World? Gave me this book as from a class that I had taught, full of ladies. No hombres, I was the sole Y chromosome in the group. But listen, you know, it's about that. We give out, and if you're feeling down, go do something good for somebody else. Go give. Go step up. You know, one of the great shows that has been listened to on our podcast more than any, it's about the get-together. So if you go out to unleashedradiohour.com, click on the podcast link, scroll down. Now, this was last year. This was in 2015. If you scroll all the way down, it was about the get-together. The date of that is March 12th of 2015, the title of the show, The Get Together, Making a Difference, One Get Together Time. Listen to that. Very much dialed into being a servant aspect of helping others who are in need. Phenomenal opportunity. Matter of fact, the Get Together here in Houston is starting to get together here and fire up for the new fall. So go out and look at that. Go out, go search The Get Together. Learn more about that. Find out how you can plug in, help others. And the crazy part, you help yourself in the process. Get you moving, get you shaking, and get you baking. Hey, listen. We got the eye of the tiger in our ear, so it's time for us to roll because that music's about to drop, which means we've got to run to a break.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
If you're using drugs or are addicted to pills or alcohol, You need help. You know that your addiction is harming your life, your job opportunities, and most importantly, your loved ones. You've probably already suffered from addiction's effects, and you know you need help. But breaking free from addiction is hard, even if you know it's what you need to do. And sometimes, it's just too hard to do alone. You need a hand from someone who knows what you're going through, someone who's there to help. That's where we come in. The Kick Addiction Network specializes in getting you the help you need to beat addiction, once and for all. Our network of treatment specialists can help you get clean and have the experience and track records to show for it. And if you're struggling with addiction and have private insurance, your help may be fully covered. Know you're not alone. Take one small step and get your life back on track. Give us a call 24/7 at 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION. 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION. That's 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION.
This is Business 1110.
We turning it down and turning it up here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. You're listening to Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston. Your host, Ron Klinger, and this is the experience known as the Unleashed Radio Hour. Look, we're dialing in today. We're talking about inspirational quotes, quotes that move us, quotes that inspire us, quotes that make us pause and think. Nikki, you said you had one, so I know you're doing some work over here. I want to dance with you. So tell me what you got.
Okay, here's one. Someone is praying for the things you take for granted.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Having a little bit of an attitude of
gratitude. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so look. You know, hey, and I've been there, done that. You know, a lot of times we need to be counting our blessings. We need to be grateful for the things that we do have because other people may be, like you just said, they may not have what you already possess. So a little bit of that attitude of gratitude, you know, and that's really what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. It's trying to give a message today to help lift you up, to help inspire. And look. Okay, I'm going to jump straight to it. That quote, most of these other quotes, they're great. They may move us. They may inspire us. They may make our heart flutter. But let me tell you something. This is something that I know to be fact. It's all great and grand, but without the all-important ingredient called action, nothing happens. Nothing happens. So for this segment, I want to throw some quotes in your general direction about taking action. I'd love for you to take action. Text in studio if you've got a quote that inspires you, that moves you, that helps you to unleash the best of you at 281-892-1972. 281-892-1972. Yeah, I'm trying to preach and I'm trying to teach here today. All right, because look, hey, I'm just trying to give a little positive message. There's so much boo-hoo, glum and drum, ho-hum stuff in the world today. I'm tired of it. So I thought I'd try to do something a little bit different today. I don't know that that's working. Love your feedback. Love to have you participate in this discussion. So let's move this discussion, you know, about into that action category. You know, quotes today, you know, that I'm trying to give, I will post out on Facebook. I'm throwing them so quickly that I can't keep up, so I'll go back and put them out there. You know, but there's a number of things that I really need you to understand. And again, these quotes are great, but you know what? Without action, it doesn't really make a difference. And here's one that I found. I don't have anyone to subscribe or to credit for this quote, but this is something that, look, you know, what if, okay, I'll live in the land of what if I am the mayor, vote for me this November, all right? I work as hard as I can for as long as I can and the best I can every time. See, that's about taking action. It's also about a psyche and a mentality. I work as hard as I can for as long as I can and the best that I can every time. You know, and look, whatever mantra that you use, if you've got one, I'd love to hear it. I'd love to be inspired by your words. Text, I keep putting it out there. Text 281-892-1972. Heck, call in 713-785-1817. I'm kind of a nice guy. I won't bite you. Love to engage with you. Trying to get that engagement up here today, you know, and trying to give quotes that are going to call you to action. My call to action is participate. Share me a quote out on Facebook. Look, you know, wait a minute. Here's a quote that goes along with that action. You ready? You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. Oh, look at that one, right? All right, that's a little bit of, it's a quote to Zig Ziglar, I believe is where that's come from. But, you know, look, the key is it takes action. It absolutely takes action. And what you have to understand is without it, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. You're not going to make an impact on what you're trying to accomplish or achieve without it. You know, I keep going along here. I got more quotes than what. You're like, but man, Ron, I don't know what to do. You know, wait a minute. Here comes one of my favorite characters. Well, not favorite, but my voice is Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. You knew it was going to go, right? Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. You know, how many people are you bumping into out there in the world now that they're like, oh, it's me. Today's not a great day. Oh, hum, I don't like what I'm doing. I don't like what's happening. You know, and here's a funny quote that just dials it in. Absolutely dials it in for me. And I love this one. I almost guarantee it's going to get a chuckle out of Dickie here in studio. It may make you laugh out there. And it's about our circumstances and our situations. It's about action and the actions that we can take. And here's the quote. I absolutely love this one. If you don't like where you are, then change it. You are not a tree. You're not rooted in. You can get up and move. You're not lock, stocked, and barreled. If you don't like where you are, then change it. You are not a tree. Now, just think about that for a minute. It's laughter, but it's also a smack upside the head dose of reality that says, look, take action, do something about it. You know, and it's powerful to get that. Look, just do something. And I don't know what's going to unlock it for you. I don't know. Oh, wait, what's going to unleash that action for you? But you need to find that. And today, I'm just trying to use some positive quotes, trying to have some fun and lift you up, lift me up by doing so. You know, when we start looking at what we're doing and how we're doing it, you know, we can all start new. We can start fresh. Here's another quote. Nobody can go back and start a new beginning, but anyone can start today and make a new ending. I'll repeat that one because that one's a little bit more profound. Nobody can go back and start a new beginning. But anyone can start today and make a new ending. See, it's about that change in transition. It's about doing, back to taking action. It's about taking action. Inaction is a form of action. You know, here's another one. Love this one. Hey, wake up every morning with the thought that something wonderful is about to happen. You see, when we put certain things out there, it has a tendency to come back to us. Positive thoughts can breed positive actions. Positive actions can produce positive results. It's a cycle, right? It's a cycle, okay? And so we just got to keep moving and keep doing it. I don't know. I don't know if any of y'all are listening out there, but golly, there's just so much going on that every now and again we need something positive. We need something uplifting. We need to have, again, I keep coming back to it, that pep in our step. You know, and I'm hoping that today some of these quotes are working to help you out. Some of these thoughts are there to try to help inspire you. And I don't know if I'm dropping them well enough for you or not, but look, you know, okay, so here's one. We start talking about action. The two most important days in your life are the day that you are born and the day you find out why. And that is from Mark Twain. Now, think about how profound that one is. You know, I don't want to have to think, Ron. Okay. But think about it. The two most important days of your life are the day you're born and the day you find out why. What is it you're doing? What is that path? What is that journey? Where are you taking it? How are you driving your life experience to produce positive results, to unleash your career or your business or whatever it is that is of significance and importance to you? You know, I there's just certain quotes that move me to taking action, and it's to remind me, hey, nothing gets done by just always talking about it. You got to do, hey, you can talk about it or you can be about it. I mean, we can sit here, there's probably all these euphemisms, all these quotes, all these things that we can say that are going to resonate with you in one fashion or another. All right, one fashion or another. Okay, here's a quote that came in. I actually got one. Outstanding. If I remember Jesse, who was listening in, who I met for the very first time today, work at what you enjoy, enjoy your work, and you won't work another day in your life. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Oh, see, look, you didn't even turn the mic on.
Amen. It's my first day.
No, it's not. So, Jesse, thank you for listening and being a part of the conversation today. Hey, and thanks for engaging me today in the conversation. Look, but that's a big part of it. And thank you for the text, 281-892-1972. See, just like that, I'll put you on the airwaves. Give you some props, give you some credit. But look, we can go around ho-hum, playing Eeyore, woe is me. Hey, today ain't a great day. Whatever it is that you need to do, but look, trying to find some way. You know, how many of you out there have ever created a vision board? Nikki, have you ever created a vision board? You know, a vision board are pictures and images of those things that you want to accomplish, achieve, do, and go. It's a constant reminder. You see, that's part of where quotes come in. They help remind us. They help ground us. They help keep us moving in a forward direction instead of keeping us stagnant right where we are. And so I bring that up to say, even pictures can be a form of that inspiration. You don't necessarily need words, but sometimes those words do make you go, Oh, wait a minute, that's from a song, from a music. Maybe we can dance to that one here in a little bit. Oh, see, Nikki knows where I'm going with that. I'm just dropping them like they're hot in here all day long. Oh, there's another one. I got to stop it. You know, so hey, I'll just carry on my wayward son as we continue to move this along. Okay, now I'm humoring myself. Whether you're laughing or not, I have no idea. All right, but look, we're going through positive quotes. We're going through those things that can make a difference. Again, all you got to do is send a text in. Again, that text number, 281-892-1972. 281-892-1972 happens just like that. And I mean, heck, you know what's interesting? Is quotes are also slogans. I guarantee you, if I put out some of those popular quotes in the area or those sales slogans, you could finish it. My point being is, why not fill your head with those positive thoughts on how to move, how to grow, how to advance forward? You know, here's one of the things that, you know, another quote. True success is the only thing you cannot have unless and until you have offered it to others. Now we're back in that servant leadership area. I'll read that again for you. True success is the only thing you cannot have unless and until you have offered it to others. Are you building other people up in your business? Are you providing a service in your business that is truly helping and is offered to others to help them be successful? That's when you know. See, we can go on and on and on and on and on. Now, I'd love to have more of your quotes. Feel free to call in 713-785-1817. Send a text 281-892-1972. I already put one out on the airwaves here today. You know, and that's just what we're trying to accomplish. A little motivation, a little inspiration, something that moves you to action. All right. I love this one. This is from Bishop T.D. Jakes up in the Dallas area. Right. This is one that I absolutely enjoy. One that, you know, I hope it resonates. And I'll take this one and this will lead us to the quote. If you can't figure out your purpose, figure out your passion, for your passion will lead you right into your purpose. My point with that, and that is Bishop T.D. Jakes. He preaches it and he teaches it. But my point with that one is, hey, what do you get excited about? Where is your passion? Take action towards that. And as he says, and I agree wholeheartedly, it will lead you to your purpose. It will lead you to your purpose. You know, and that's what we're trying to work at. That's what we're trying to accomplish and achieve. Hey, we'll give some more quotes. They're starting to come in here a little bit more on the text line at 281-892-1972. But guess what? It's time for Nikki to push the buttons. It means I got to go to a break. And we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the Unleashed Radio Hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-800-469-9964. 1-800-469-9964. Again, that's 1-800-469-9964. Attorney Advertising. William Stepacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
This is Business 1110.
Hey, we're dialed in. You listen to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. And I have to say, the girl that wants to party all the time is Nikki on the boards, jamming to an old school jam by the one, the only, Eddie Murphy. Many people don't know that song, but that just tells you how old I am. All right, we're dialed in here today, ladies and gentlemen. This is the quote show. I'm just dropping quotes, throwing them out left and right. It's a little bit of random Ron. It is a Ronalog. Hashtag Ronalog. We're trying to have a good time here. Hey, I got folks listening in. They're sending a text, 281-892-1972. They're sending text messages in here to the studio, to the Motivational Transitions text line, 281-892-1972. Look, here's one. Love this. Love it. Going to share it. Already responded. Good one. Success will elude most people because it's cloaked in hard work. Boom! Drop the mic, walk away. Love that one. Success will elude most people because it's cloaked in hard work. I love it. You know, hey, what does that say? If you want success, no one's going to just hand it to you. Oh, here you go. Here's your success on a silver platter. No, you're going to have to work for it. And that's part of where I'm here, trying to help you unleash your career, unleash your business. Thank you for the individual that sent that in here today. Thank you so much for being a part of the show here and making that an engaged experience. You know, because the reality is a lot of this all comes together because you have to take action. You know, while we're on this success theme, and I went out and found another one, I love this. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Love this quote because it really kind of gives you an idea of what it is. You know, we all know this quote, Rome wasn't built in a day. Every one of us has heard that. All right, let me put it in a more succinct quote. And here's where this applies to you, to whatever your goals, your aspiration, your vision for your life, what you want to accomplish and achieve in your career or in your business. This is one that I think really does resonate. And here you go. Success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. Let me repeat that again. Success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. You know, think about that. Think about the people who persist. I mean, we're in the middle of the Olympics right now. You know what, day 4 or 5, I've lost track because, quite frankly, I haven't really been able to watch as much as I would like to. My goodness, Michael Phelps. Did he just wake up and say, oh, I'm going to be the best swimmer and the best Olympian ever to exist? No. He's worked at it. I know a little bit about swimming. You don't just go out and shave time off because you want to. To take seconds off of your time as a swimmer requires a ton of work to get to that end result. And the problem is if you don't sustain and maintain, i.e. success being the sum of small efforts repeated day in, day out, you're never going to make progress. You'll actually go backwards. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that's my diet. Never mind. Hey, progress. Oh, one or two cheat meals won't hurt me, right? No. You got to stay steady and you got to stay the plan. And that's the big thing here. Success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out, which goes back to the quote that we launched out that was thrown in here is, look, success will elude most people because it's cloaked in hard work. Hey, you won't get there unless you work hard. You won't unleash your career business without taking action and effort. Hey, we're going to run to another break. We're already closing out the show. Next, final segment when we come back.
Are you living with pain? I was, after a nasty fall. I got relief with 1 hour pain relief. I'm Barry Yarkoni, president, and here's Lisa, a Marine who was injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, back, and knee pain, but I hated the dangers and side effects. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm off the drugs.
1 hour pain relief is the result of 15 years of research on an amazing extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
Whether your pain is from an injury or just aging, you get safe, all-day relief in less than 1 hour.
We're so sure you'll love 1 hour pain relief, too, that we'll send you a one-week trial for just a small shipping charge. Call 800-269-4200 right now. That's 800-269-4200. There's no gimmicks, no obligation, no automatic shipments. Stop living with pain. Call 800-269-4200 for your one-week trial or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-269-4200.
This is Business 1110.
Oh, we keep moving on that one. Old school, I love it. Taking me back in time. Hey, look, today, ladies and gentlemen, hopefully we're taking you back in time. Get you the opportunity to hit the pause button, to think, to reflect, to you know, look, surround yourself with positive thoughts. Put them on your mirror, right? Get a great thing that people love to do. I don't know. Take your bathroom mirror. You're going to look at it every morning. At least I hope you do, so you know what you look like when you go out in public. Take one of your quotes that inspires you, that moves you, that grounds you. Write it with a dry erase marker on your mirror. You can put it right up there. See it every single day. Something that will move you to take action, right? My brother Chris, fear, regret more than failure, right? Hey, and there's quotes on fear. I mean, this show could go on for an eternity. I've got a book here. Tons of pages of quotes. You know, the growth of understanding follows an ascending spiral rather than a straight line. Yeah, if we're going to grow, it's not a straight line. It's ups and downs and hurdles, things that give us a reality and a perspective for what we're looking for and what we're doing. Hey, real quick, if we got any more any quotes you want to share, get in on the text line, 281-892-1972. You can continue to share them. Message me out on Facebook, Unleash Radio Hour. Find the page. Email me at unleashradiohour.com. You know, but I really want to kind of take a step back for a moment. And, you know, there's a lot of quotes that are already out on the Facebook page for the Unleash Radio Hour. There's a lot of quotes that are out there. I mean, we can go into quotes on leadership, quotes on customer service, quotes on whatever is of significance. You know, a lot of people make a light or joke about the inspirational quotes that you find in offices. But sometimes, you know what, if we're down or if we're having a rough day, sometimes we just need to be reminded that, guess what, everything is going to be all right now. Everything. Sometimes it's music. Sometimes it's lyrics. I don't know what it is for you. But what I do hope, what I do desire for every single one of you that's out there listening to this live, that's listening to it, is you on a podcast, is that you find quotes, you find meaning, you find significance in something that moves you. That's the purpose of today's show. This is the quote show. I may do another because we're talking here. It's flown by, all right? And there's no depth. I can't find the hole to this conversation because it goes so deep. And one of the things that I really kind of want to just leave you at, one of the things that I really want to try to help, I don't know, inspire you to help you move. You cannot change your destination overnight, but you can change your direction overnight. If you want to reach your goals and fulfill your potential, become intentional about your personal growth. It will change your life. And that's what we want to do here on the Unleash Radio Hours, help you unleash your career and your business, to inspire you to move you to take action, and to come back and listen again next week. You hear the music, it's time to roll. Ladies and gentlemen, my classic sign-off that I love to do. Until next week, see ya!